back to As Goes Wisconsin. Greg liked that.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Brock.
Well, we're very excited. We're excited to hear how this went because we gave this so much hype and then neither of us could go.
I know.
But on Sunday, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin hosted a fundraising event that brought together the cast of The West Wing and Veep, two of the best political shows probably of the last two decades. And to hear, to tell us how it went and all the things that we missed and why we have to go pay to actually go and rewatch it again is the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler. This first time you're on the show. Welcome.
Welcome.
I'm so honored to be here. It's good to be with you, Kristen. Good to be with you, Greg. And I'm so sorry you missed the event of a lifetime on Sunday. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
Wow. Thanks for that.
So how did it go?
It was so, so good. So we had, among others, Bradley Whitford, Martin Sheen, Allison Janney, Richard Schiff, Mary McCormick was there. And then on the Veep side, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Anna Chlumsky, Tony Hale, Matt Walsh, Sam Richardson, Tim Simons. And it was so funny watching them go back and forth. My favorite part was the Veep cast read a scene from Veep about the moment the president declares that he's pro-life. And then, Vice President Selina Meyer has to decide what she's going to do. And then some of the writers for both shows wrote the same scene for the West Wing characters in West Wing mode. And so they did an original scene of like dealing with the same kind of crisis, except for how the West Wing characters would deal with it. It was like so totally mind blowing.
The West Wing version would just be taking place in a corridor for like, and then everyone would say five paragraphs of lines. I got it.
Well, so that's what we were curious. We're like, are they going to write a new script that is the mashup of these characters all together? But it was more that they wrote a new, there was an original scene from Veep and then a new scene for West Wing.
Yes. And then there was a trivia game, which was West Wing, Veep, or Real Life. And we actually had local candidates from around the state, like Kirsten Alfheim running for Senate District 19 came on and had to guess, and different Assembly and Senate candidates. And Josh Call had the last one, which was a funny moment because it turned out it was a trick question. The line was from The American President, which is also written by Aaron Sorkin.
I would have gotten that.
You would have nailed it. His wife, it's her favorite movie, and he missed it. So he was in the doghouse on that one. There was that. There was also all this, like, they all told stories about interacting with real-life politicians. And the best story in that suite of stories was, it turns out that Martin Sheen was in the same, he and his wife were in the same Lamaze class as Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
What?
Yeah.
How does the math... they had kids around the same time? How old is Martin Sheen?
Martin Sheen's in his 70s.
He's not a young man.
Charlie Sheen is in his 50s at least.
Oh, man. That's wild. That's a great story.
Totally wild. Yeah. So, no, it was so good.
And so, they like kept... oh, go ahead. I'm so fascinated. I saw a screenshot of everyone that was there, and I was like, I missed out.
they really seemed to be having fun, and then they kept like donating. It wound up raising more than $700,000,
which is
a game-changing fundraiser for us in the final stretch of this election.
Absolutely, because really, when this first started, as far as this concept of being able to tap into your network or people, obviously Bradley Whitford's from Wisconsin, because the big news in 2020 was when you did this with Princess Bride.
That's right. But the prehistory of that, it all started with Brad Whitford. So he's been involved in Wisconsin Democratic politics for a very long time. And we were brainstorming with him about how to do a fundraiser during the virtual Democratic National Convention. And he mentioned that there was this podcast called West Wing Weekly. And he said, why don't we do a West Wing Weekly in Wisconsin? So we thought, like, maybe this will raise $20,000. And we did that during the DNC. It raised $200,000. And then we were like, holy mackerel, to quote Tony Evers, there's something here. So we all started brainstorming, our whole team started brainstorming anyone they knew who worked in the cultural entertainment world. And someone on staff was best friends with someone who'd moved to LA from growing up, who moved to LA and became close friends with Carrie Elwes and called that person.
That's so cool.
And Carrie turned out was like super, super fascinated by Wisconsin and wanting to beat Trump. He called Rob Reiner. They started calling everyone else on the Princess Bride cast, and that created the blockbuster event that then led to everything else for Wisconsin and across the country. Like, that's where it all started, this whole thing of virtual cultural event, grassroots political fundraisers.
Ben, I tuned in for that Princess Bride thing. That was one of the coolest experiences virtually. Honestly, it was just so unique and so special.
I will never forget that. So that movie is my favorite movie on earth. And I quoted the Mowage speech at my sister's wedding because she and I watched it over and over growing up. So, you know, it came time for the toast and I stood up and said, Mowage, that blessed arrangement. And like half the crowd started cracking up and half of it had no idea what this little brother was saying in his wedding toast.
They're they're not as cultured as you are. I mean, that's just that's what it is. Whole,
exactly right.
Well, and it's funny because I feel like what the genius... I think the genius of this is, you know, I'd be the first one to having celebrities be endorsements and their political, it's like at the end of the day, this is not their job as far as what their politics are and influencing that way. But what their job is to entertain. Mm-hmm. And so to play into what their job actually is to play these characters and be these sources of joy and happiness and touchstones of characters that we know. And so when they do get behind a political cause, instead of this is what I think, or these you should vote for this person because you should care what I think as a celebrity, it's more using it as I am an entertainer. How can I entertain people for the causes I care about?
Yeah. I was, so I worked on the Obama campaign in 2008. And when we found out that Bradley Whitford was going to be, I can't remember what office he was going to. He went to one of the campaign offices, me and my office mate who we were running Wauwatosa and West Dallas out of that office. We would talk to both of our like senior most people. We're like, we have to go to a special meeting today. And they were like, we know where you're going. We understand. You put it on Facebook. You didn't,
you did not it very well. Yeah.
And I walked into that little room and I saw him and he had the mustache because he was doing a TV show at the time. And I was a fanboy. It took everything in me not to just fawn all over him. Yeah.
So quickly before we have to let you go, is there a place that people can go, including myself, watch the replay and maybe donate a little bit of money to see it? Or was it a one-time only event?
So far, it's a one-time only event. We'll see what we can do. But come on, I will say, Ben, if you make a donation of any amount, and if we do post the replay, then you will definitely get an email about it the second it goes up. So if people go to wisdems.org/donate, you can chip in even a single dollar. You'll get on our donor email list, and that is where that notification would go out. I will also say, who knows, but we are, you know, putting the call out that if there are other folks who might be interested in doing this kind of thing between now and the election, this is all hands on deck to save democracy. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. I'm trying all to think right. who else could be on that wish list as far as a Zoom cultural entertainment event. But I will stay tuned. I follow Wisdems on Twitter. I'll be the first to know. Ben Wickler, thank you so much. Keep your head above water. We got 1 month left. This is a crazy time for everyone. I know all my friends who are journalists and politicos, one step at a time, one day at a time.
It's wild times. Thank you so much, Kristen. Thanks, Greg.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
we'll have you back. All right. Thanks stick with us. We'll get any updates on the tornado warning when we come back. But as goes Wisconsin, we'll still be here after the news.